Blog Talk Radio.
From 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. And I mean crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world, and we try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And I'm so glad to be here, and I hope y'all glad to be here, too. What's going on, T. Carrie? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Carol Chamberlain, my good friend. Yo, mi favorita, always great to see ya. Oh, yeah. And Stacey White, what's going on? It's good to see you in the day and even the night. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, and chill. How y'all feeling, man? Listen, today we're gonna finish this conversation that we were having the other day about the whole cuddling thing. And you know, this is a conversation that we really need to have. And the more I thought about it, the more it reinforced that we should actually talk about this. This is real. Because, I got to thinking about how, me and my friends, me and people that I know, we have conversations about the way that people carry on their affectionate and sexual behavior nowadays. And we have to make the distinction between affection and sexuality, because they're not the same. They're not the same. There was a time when we would have said, well, they are the same. You say affection when you don't want to say sex. But of course, you know that you can have sex without having affection. Well, actually, I don't think a lot of us really realize that. What I meant to say is you can have affection without having sex, but you can absolutely, you can have affection without having sex, and you can have sex without having affection, but you can't have sex without having sex. Anyway, it's a phenomenon, and I think it may explain why a lot of people may be very confused or hesitant or reluctant to really get into types of relationships, because it's hard to really trust somebody with your body, with your thoughts, with your mind. And as you can see that when we start talking about the mind, we're talking about a whole lot of things. So what about when the mind, your history, your present condition, your future, and your body comes together? And that's pretty much what we're talking about when we start talking about affection. Learning how to be affectionate is like learning how to love. Learning how to be affectionate is like learning how to love. Because it's hard to be affectionate with somebody that you have absolutely no feelings for. It's hard. You can have sex with somebody that you know is going to bring you sexual pleasure. You can just get your shit off if they have the framework and the tools to be able to help you do that. But when it comes down to where you're going to put your heart or set your heart in motion, put your heart from here to try to get it to go all the way over there, it's not an easy process. And I think we get caught up a lot in a lot of these terms and definitions, and we don't really understand what we're talking about. So when we start talking about cuddling, you really have to ask yourself, what was the last time I cuddled? And who taught me how to cuddle? We remember our first real sexual experience. Unfortunately, for some people, their first sexual experience was an illicit sexual experience. For some people, their first sexual experience was through pedophilia or molestation or sexual assault of some type. And, my heart goes out to people who have ever been through that, because that's a terrible way to be introduced to sex. But we also may remember, but may not remember, the first person who taught us how to love. The first person who taught us what affection was, the first person who made us know that it was okay to lay up in the bed before you had sex, after you had sex, and just talk to each other, feel on each other, rub on each other, explore each other's bodies, find out what each other likes. And a lot of times, giving affection is just as fulfilling as receiving it. Sometimes knowing where a person's chakras are, knowing where their weak spots are, knowing where their pleasure centers are. Sometimes it's a very powerful thing, and it's also something that can make you feel very confident. Like, I'm in tune with this person. That may be one of the only people in life that you actually learned about and felt good about what you were learning. Like, oh, they like this. They don't like that. It's like knowing the difference between coffee and tea. When somebody likes coffee, they like coffee. Now, not too many people like coffee the way I like coffee, which is totally black, no cream, no sugar, no nah. No, no, you can put a little sugar in it, but for that's going to be it. Never need any cream. But you know when a person knows, I mean, you know when a person only likes coffee that tastes like hot ice cream, basically. They got all the sugar and cream in that thing. That thing, that coffee is light skin. That's some yellow red bone coffee you got right there. Okay. So do you remember the first person that taught you affection? Do you remember the first person who showed you soft touch, affectionate touch? Do you remember the first person that you mistakenly touched the right way and had you like, oh shit? For a man, when you touched a woman that first time and found her spot without knowing, and it wasn't the spot we was thinking. You know, men be thinking the titties, you know, touching their clit or something like that, feeling on their ass. No, I'm not saying that don't work. I'm not even saying that. But for a lot of women, especially when you're trying to build trust, you'll find out that they have other sensitive areas that you never really thought about until you trample on it, touch their arm, and it's like, and you know that you got it right because they looked at the place where you touched them. You're like, hey, and they like, you trying to make sure that you didn't touch they burn mark like Penny on Good Times. Like, oh, like, hey, what's going on under there? Let me see. Make sure, you know, somebody ain't been beaten on you. But no, it wasn't like that. You touched on an arm, or you put your arm around their waist or something like that. And you heard that, or you saw that. You know what I mean? Sometimes women can give you this look where you can tell that they try not to tell on themselves, but they told on themselves without, you know, their body language just said the whole thing. Like they look like they wanted to say, ah, instead they just said, you got it right. And if you were paying attention, you realize that you got it right. For an ambitious man that likes a woman, you know, you're thinking like, well, damn, if I could do this with your arm, I'm gonna do a whole lot of shit with this arm. I'm going to do everything except for frog that motherfucker. You find out. You know what I mean? Find out. We having arm sex. I got off with yo. Thing is, you see another man touch your arm, you can be like, oh, hold up. Oh, no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. But listen, what we're talking about is affection. Affection, you know. So when we start talking about cuddling, we're talking about affection. We're talking about a way to reach a person in a soft, gentle, effective way that lets them know that they are in a safe place. They are in a safe space. They are in a comfortable position. Unfortunately, some people find out how to make somebody feel comfortable, and they use that to their advantage, to make them, well, to basically hurt them, abuse them, use them, and just turn their world upside down negatively later on. So that's why I named the show, Do You Have Enough Trust to Cuddle? Because somebody could have cuddled you before or been affectionate with you before, only to set you up to get hurt. Like halal meat. You know, the Muslims and the Jews, they don't slaughter their animals for meat the same way as Gentiles do. So, you know, if you've ever gone to a meat processing or meat packing plant, or if you've ever been to a slaughterhouse, you see those animals being marched in there one by one. So they see the cows and the steer and the, and whatever. They see them get killed, and they are in line knowing that they are next. The shit is cruel. It's really, really cute. It's the kind of thing that makes you want to be like, yo, I'm not eating steak no more. When you see your food alive, it has a difference. It makes it, it's going to make an impression on you that you're not going to soon forget. But when you see how really savage it is, how we come to have a chicken dinner, you might change your mind about how you want your food prepared from beginning to end. But the way that the halal and the kosher, the halal and kosher way is to basically butter the animal up, make it feel comfortable, you know. And they do that for two reasons. First of all, they don't want to be cruel, even though they're still going to kill it. But they also know that when an animal is tense and has all that adrenaline and fear running through them, it makes the meat very tough. So, you know, you can make your food, the food that you eat, basically you can prepare it before it ever even dies. So, and it's funny how we forget that process when every hunter will tell you if they are hunting for meat, like you don't want to be chasing down a deer like, bow, bow, you know, shooting at him while he's running and all of that, because that meat ain't going to be no good. That is going to be some, no, deer isn't bison. What is it, venison? Who you call deer? Or is it just called deer meat? Nonetheless, they try to do the one-shot, one-kill thing with the deer. Out of sight, clearly out of range of sight for the deer. Because if the deer sees you or knows that you are chasing it, it's going to run because it's afraid. And that fight or flight syndrome, that fight or flight response that the deer is going through, is going to make their muscles tense up, and that muscle will remain that way even after the deer is killed. So you want to make sure that it's relaxed, chill it, if you want good food in the form of flesh. So, all right. So when we start talking about, you know, being affectionate with somebody, you know, for the people with good intentions, they are really teaching somebody how to love, how to get comfortable with somebody. Do you have enough trust to cuddle? Do you? When the last time you got your cuddle on? For some of y'all, it was this morning. For some of y'all, it was the last time you had sex. For some of y'all, y'all don't remember how long it was ago. And for some of y'all, it ain't happened ever. And that's sad. That's absolutely sad. I am of the feeling that everyone should be taught how to be affectionate and how to love. So where is the first person? Who is the first person that taught you how to be able to trust enough to lay up in bed all day or chill on the couch and just be up under each other and love and hug and nestle? You know what I mean? Nestle. You know, shoot. There's a lot that goes into a cuddle. One thing is for sure, you don't want to cuddle with somebody who has bad hygiene. I bet you that. It's going to be hard to show your love with somebody who has bad hygiene. You ain't cuddle ready. You ain't ready to cuddle. You gotta go wash up a bit and make it good. Use the soap this time. Don't just do the water. You know what I mean? You funky. And I don't mean James Brown funky. Let me see. No, it says, what up, everyone? Let the cuddling begin. Stacey White says, no, I do not trust in cuddle. I don't have trust in men at all. Don't, I guess you mean no more. Now, that's sad. That's sad. T. Carey Wright says, affection equals intimacy. I guess you have to understand what the words mean before you can start attaching synonymous terms to it, huh? Because, you know, a lot of people will tell you that intimate means sex just because they think sex is a bad word or the other F word. The F word. So, but when you effing, well, I'm not going to say that you can't F and still be affectionate. Because you can. But you have to like the person. Like a lot. Okay. No, it says, as Stacy, we may have to do some rethinking about the opposite sex. I like to say I'm apprehensive to a fault when it comes to trusting others with my vulnerabilities. Okay. T.K. Wright says, I'm very affectionate toward other people that I care about. I'm a hugger and a cuddler, but not too much. Okay. Norris likes hugging too. Carol says, I like cuddling. It's the intimacy for me. I hear that. And she also says, cuddling makes me feel secure with the person. Yeah, Carol. Makes you feel secure with the person. It makes you feel comfortable. And there has to be trust there. You know what I mean? Like, when we were talking about this the other day, it really got me to thinking. And I'm wondering, like, how come I hadn't really thought about this before? You know, you might have to have more trust to lay up with somebody with clothes on than you do to actually have sex with them. We got people out here that have sex without kissing, and they don't see no problem with it. So would you have sex without touching? Of course, when you're having sex, you have to touch, but that's not the touch I'm talking about. Is for the people who don't kiss, do they have pre-sexual touch? Like, is there still touching? Like, we know people who will give head but won't kiss. But is giving head intimacy? It can be. I guess it can. Yeah, it can be. But for a lot of people, it's not. Is it intimate because you came? Like, if you have an orgasm, does that automatically mean that you have experienced intimacy? I mean, I ain't gonna front. I take it. Like, wait, you said an orgasm, not just busting. You said, wait, let's get this straight now. But does having an orgasm mean that does it mean that there has been affection? Or can somebody just be so good at it that it's like, I don't need no affection. I know what to do. We're going to let these skills take over. No feelings. No feelings necessary. You know, a lot of people claim that they can't have sex without having genuine feelings for a person. I don't think it's too much to ask. I really don't. I don't think that's too much to ask. Okay. What else we got? By the way, make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. If y'all would like to call in to the show, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Do you trust enough to cuddle? Do you have enough trust to cuddle? Do you have enough trust to cuddle? Let's see. All that I got is you, and I'm so happy we made it through. All right. Feeling secure, like Carol was saying, being able to feel secure because of cuddling. I mean, because you don't expect somebody who doesn't like you to cuddle with you or to even want to. You know, because it's you know, laying up with somebody, whether you are clothed or naked, being up under somebody, close. Y'all touching, ain't no doubt. You know, sometimes, you know, if you laying on her or she laying on you, legs over each other, all that kind of stuff, that ain't no easy thing to do. First of all, you got to be able to get comfortable physically. You ever been tied up with somebody cuddling and they're more comfortable than you are, or you've been tied up with somebody and they can tell that you're not comfortable enough? They might be all right, but they can tell by the position. They like, you know, and they might ask you, you know, are you comfortable? Are you good? And sometimes you might lie just because you want to be up close. You just want to be close. Like, okay, yeah, no, I'm good. Knowing damn well, my knee hurt. You know, like, let's say in the case where you're dealing with a big girl, you know what I mean? These legs weigh a lot of money. I mean, weigh a lot of pounds, heavy. Got your heavy leg on his skinny little knee. Or vice versa. You know, shout out to all of these chicks out here who like big men. I always be wondering. And they always talk about big men, you know, being like big teddy bears. So they be up, you know, they cuddle with them all the time. Like, do fat dudes, big dudes, have they cornered the market on cuddling? See, this is the kind of stuff that niggas don't be thinking about. One thing I never hear about, and it could just be me, you know, big bodybuilders and all that kind of stuff, I don't never hear about them cuddling. Even if you ain't, you know, all roided up, cut like that, but, you know, big dudes, well, dudes who work out a lot or whatever, I don't hear about women saying they cuddling. I'm not saying that they don't, but I don't hear about it. But one thing that I consistently hear about big dudes, fat dudes, whatever, especially if they big and fat, big, he's a big teddy bear. He's so affectionate. I can just lay in him. That's how chicks be talking. I be like, so let me get this straight. These 400-pound dudes is getting all of the, ain't that something? They getting a reputation for being lovers. Hey, it is what it is. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see you, my man. Good to see you, my man. Okay. Oh, shit. Carol Chamberlain said, talking about some kiss my neck. Oh, guys. Oh, guys. So I guess no armgasms for you, huh? No armgasms? How about a handgasm? Has a man ever grabbed your hand and you just start juicing all over the place? It happens. It happens. It can happen for the right man. I've seen it happen. Hey, baby.
Hey.
I want to hold your hand. Handgasms. Shit. I don't know if any or all of y'all have ever had a hand massage, but a hand massage ain't no joke. I found that out the hard way. Like, what are you doing? Look, I thought I knew all my spots. She got you. I was like, you got to know what you're doing, and you got to care. You got to care. You're not going to explore somebody's body. You're not going to explore somebody's emotions unless you care. And care is trust. Trust is definitely care. Unfortunately, love doesn't always mean caring. No, they're my family member. I love them. But I don't fuck with them right now. Doesn't sound like caring to me. It doesn't sound like caring. Okay, TK Wright says, cuddling isn't just, cuddling isn't just sexual. We cuddle and hug our kids. Yeah, it makes them feel secure too, definitely. Especially, all babies should be cuddled. That's why it's so important to hold a baby. But some people stop picking their kids up a little too early. No, don't pick them up. You're going to spoil them. You're going to spoil her. TK, right, says, I have been with bodybuilding men before. Both were huge cuddlers. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Carol says, Taki, yes, I think children are better as adults when they were cuddled. Nara says, unfortunately, my nose is uncomfortable right now. Carol, okay, talking about some neckgasms. Sigh. TK Wright says, let my ass off. Juicing from a handgasm. Handgasms are real, believe me. Man, listen, I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm talking about truth. Nick Gasms too. Ansel says, How many people too many? Wait a minute. How many people is too many to cuddle? You ain't gonna cuddle with everybody. It's hard. You know, like, I don't care. You could be the biggest hoe out there. You might have sex with a lot of people, but you ain't gonna cuddle with all of them. Because one thing that, listen, you can... You know how so many men solicit prostitution and probably have all their lives? You could be out here tricking. You ain't going to get no cuddles, though. Like, cuddling might cost more than sex. Remember all that weird shit they used to have on that show Real Sex on HBO? A lot of that stuff wasn't even sex, remember? You know, you're paying thousands of dollars just for somebody to walk on your back. All kinds of crazy. Like, you can't get nobody to do that for free, homie. You paid $800 for a chick to walk on your back, barefoot. I'm sure a chiropractor would do you right for less than that. Being able to trust enough to cuddle. If you've never been cuddled before, if you've never had anybody be genuinely affectionate with you before, trust might become a real issue. Like, what are you trying to do? What do you, you know, unfortunately, when you have been abused, when you have not been done right for so long, when somebody comes along and tries to show you something better, it can really work on your trust. It can work on it bad. Like, somebody is trying to show you what love is and you ain't trying to hear it. Like, I don't know what your angle is. I don't know what you trying to do, but you ain't going to get me. Now, you can feel on my titties, but don't put your arms around my waist. And so it says three people is the limit for you. That's your cuddle barrier. That's your cuddle limit. TK right there with them at one time, Ansel. Ansel Jones says, yes, I'm done at age 40. Cuddling could only be time. Well, one time. I don't know. All right, so yeah, this whole affection thing. I know that we have all come across people on our paths in life where you could tell nobody ever genuinely showed them any love or real affection. And it's sad because some people are really worthy, and you can tell whoever raised them or whatever really dropped the ball. You can tell. You can tell. And it's not a good look, because everybody needs love. And what a lot of people don't know is that most people need affection too, but you don't know how to give affection when you don't know what affection is. When you think that affection is just sex, then of course you're going to have some problems. Of course. But, yeah. Cuddling. When was the last time somebody made you comfortable enough to want to cuddle with them, lay up with them? Lay up with them, lay down with them. Get close to them for a long time, an hour or more. You know, a lot of people be talking about Netflix and chilling. What does that mean? We know that for some people, they just mean you watch the movie and then y'all do it afterwards. Sometimes you might not even watch the movie, but the intention was there. But I wonder if these Netflix and chillers have affection in mind. Are they thinking that way when they are talking about Netflix and chill? Is the chill part affectionate? Or is chill just sex? I'm going to go get some chill. Hey, babe, can I get some chill tonight? I got some chill. Can I have some chill? You can Netflix with anybody. But if affectionate is the chill, you got to watch who you chill with. Watch who you chill with. I can't chill with just anybody. I'll Netflix with you. But chilling, that's extra. 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 That's extra. I gotta like you to chill with you. I gotta love you. I gotta feel you to chill with you. I can't just be chilling with you. Extra, extra. Extra, extra. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And we're talking about, do you trust enough? Do you have enough trust to cuddle? You find out a lot about a person when you have sex with them. I don't know if you get all of the information that you need, though. You also find out an extreme amount of about a person when you cuddle with them, when you want to get affectionate with them. You'll find out their history will come out. Their insecurities will come out. Their hesitation will come out. Their fears will come out. As a man, I've been with women where you try to get close to them, get up under them a little bit, and you can see they want to, and they may like you. They may like you enough to let you do it because they like it. But then you, for some women who may have been abused, you can see how they start to get nervous after a while because it actually starts to feel good to them. And when other people in their lives have made them feel good, it was just setting them up. It was just setting them up to hurt them. I'm just finessing you so I can stress you. You know, because giving your body to somebody might not be a big thing for you. As long as it's safe sex or whatever, you might be like, oh, ain't no thing. We can get our shit off. But most people will tell you, don't play with my heart, though. That's what I don't want you to do, because they know how hard it is to recover from somebody playing around with your heart. That's not an easy recovery. People don't come back from that the next day like, yo, I was so sleepy at the time, but I'm good now. I'm nice. No, it can take years. It can take years for some. Have y'all ever experienced that? Have you ever experienced somebody rejecting your affectionate advances? Have you ever tried to get affectionate with somebody and they rejected it because they were afraid, or because you, like I said, their history, their emotional history started to come out. It started to manifest itself, and their hesitation or their reluctance or their fear of being intimate. You trying to just be nice to them and do something nice for them, something that will benefit you and them, maybe equally, maybe more on your side, more. It doesn't matter. You were trying to give it the good gusto, and they may have rejected your advances because the last person who advanced in that way took them to the cleaners, dragged their heart through the ringer, hurt them so bad that they could never possibly forget the pain of the predator. Trusting enough to be able to cuddle. Do you trust enough to cuddle? Is the trust there? Let's talk a little bit about why you have to trust to cuddle. Let's talk a little bit about that because, you know, although we've touched on it, we may have to hit this ball all the way home for some, because regardless, sometimes things just don't seem what they seem the way that they are, and the explanation that you may get about something may not be up to par. One of the reasons why it takes so much trust in order to cuddle is because that cuddling and that affection is going to bring out your vulnerabilities. It's going to show people your softer side. It's going to show people your pressure points. And you know, when you find somebody's pressure points, you can take them down. Physically, you can take them down to the ground. If you can find their pressure points. The same way as you can give somebody an unbelievable amount of pleasure if you can touch their pressure points in a positive way. You can totally disarm somebody. They can feel powerless dealing with you if you find their pressure point. So, you know, when somebody has discovered your weakness, now you may have to wonder what they will do with the information that they have. You might have to wonder, okay, now that you know where I live, now that you know how I am, now that you know the way that I feel and where to get to those places, what are you going to do with this information? What are you going to do? Are you going to try to hurt me like other people did, or are you going to try to help me? You know, people can tease other people about their anatomy. You know how that go. We all have some physical hangups that keep us from being the best person that we can be. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody who has grown up from being a child has been teased about something. I've never met somebody so thorough, especially as a child, where they couldn't be teased about anything. I don't know about y'all, but I've never seen anyone that was so fly, so complete, so thorough, so polished, that there was nothing you could say about them about anything. I don't care if you were the best dresser. A lot of times when you're the best dresser, there are a lot of things that you can't do. Like maybe, well, you know, if you get into a race with somebody who can really run and you can't, it's not going to matter how well you can dress. They're going to tease you about, hey, you can't run. You are pokey. You run like a snail. You are definitely the tortoise in this race. And this time the rabbit ain't going to sleep. Or should I say the hare? But yeah, nobody is that thorough. Nobody is that fly. You might be good in one sport. That it doesn't mean that you're good in all sports, or some old crazy shit like you can't read very well. There's always something that somebody could tease somebody about something. And, you know, not to bring it back up, because I know that this is the 1 week anniversary of the whole Will Smith and Chris Rock thing, but that was the thing. That was my problem with what happened with the whole alopecia thing. That ain't lupus. That ain't cancer. That ain't even endometriosis or fibroids. It's a reversible condition. It is. It's a reversible condition. It's not something that's going to stay with you for the rest of your life. Alopecia that never corrects itself is not alopecia. That's baldness. That's just called baldness. Speaking of being bald, you're never going to be totally bald and nobody ever say anything about you being bald. Shoot, even if you grow some hair, if everybody saw you when you were bald, you're going to look funny looking to them. You know, that kind of stuff. But as we proceed to continue this conversation about why it takes so much trust to cuddle, the some of the reasons are that it exposes our vulnerabilities. It exposes what we like. And ain't it funny how in the internet era, it's so dangerous, it seems, to expose what you like. Oh, yeah. You can talk about what you don't like all day, as long as you don't start hating. Let me ask y'all this. Do you think, you know, we got a lot of haters out here, and haters don't always have picks. Sometimes they will hate on just about anybody and everybody that has more than them or has something that they don't have. And sometimes people will hate on you because of what you can do and what you can't do. They will find out. And in them finding out, that can leave you exposed. But let me ask y'all this. Do you think that more people, let's say if you had a lot of enemies or a significant amount, whatever the case may be, because for me, more than one enemy is too many enemies. But do you think that people who are your enemies feel more power in knowing what you don't like or what you can't do, or more power of finding out what you do like and what you can do? A lot of people are probably going to say your haters revel in what you can't do. They love to talk about what you can't do. I guess it makes sense. Teasing you about your inequities. Okay. But when you know what a person can do, if they've been trying not to show what they can do or will do, that could be just as powerful in a negative way as, you know, exposing somebody's ineptitudes. Ansel says, if you date the same type of person, more than likely you're going to get the same result. I guess that makes sense. How do you always know that they're the same type of person? I mean, I understand there may be some characteristics that stand out that let you know, like, yeah, this here. Nar says, welcome to Cuddle Haters pageant. To the Cuddle Haters pageant. They just mad because won't nobody cuddle with them. They just mad. Which is actually something to be mad about. You know, getting cheated out of love. Do you trust enough to be able to cuddle? Do you trust enough to cuddle? By the way, y'all know, I'm going to give y'all a little update on this whole Instagram heist thing. Y'all know that somebody hacked my Instagram. They took my password. They changed my password. They changed my email address. They changed my username. It was Sun752 written out like Sun752. Well, they put another O on it, so it's Sun752. I guess that's like Sun752. So they changed all of that. So if y'all been inboxing me, or you've been sharing reels with me or TikTok videos through Instagram, I can't even access Instagram at all unless I make another account. And I don't want to do it. I don't know if I'm going to get that account back. I have reported it, and I reported it as hacked. They said that they would get back to me in one business day, and I think that one business day is already passed. I think. So, yeah. No Instagram for me. So if somebody has been sending you stuff about BitTraders and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency or Cash App and telling you that you're going to get all this money if you know, somebody's just going to deposit something in your Cash App. Let me tell y'all something, man. Ain't nothing in life like that for free. So in the past week, if you have been talking to somebody on my Instagram page, it ain't been me. And I don't know what y'all had to talk about, but please do not give your Cash App and this is not even just for my page. All of those Cash App scams are just that. They are scams. They are scams. They are never right. They are never real. And that's why they always go with Cash App instead of a Venmo or PayPal, because PayPal will investigate, give your money back, and shut down the other person with the quickness. PayPal don't play. Cash App, please. That is the scamming. They already call it a scam Western Union. Yeah, they're always going to use Cash App. So don't listen to them. But yeah, being able to trust enough to be able to cuddle. Being able to trust enough to cuddle. Yeah. At the end of the day, you would probably really want to be with somebody that will allow you to be able to trust them at a high level. You know, that's the thing about trust. You want to be able to trust a person a lot, not just a little bit. A little bit just won't do when it comes to trust. You know, because you start talking about your feelings when you start talking about cuddling, when you start talking about affection. It is still amazing to me that when we're talking about sex, when we're talking about the thing that populates this world, we're not always talking about intimacy, affection, general, or even just genuine like for each other. I mean, babies have been conceived on one-night stands. One night stands that never became a two night. I know people, you probably know people too, who got pregnant the first time they had sex with somebody, and they never even had sex with them again. What in God's heaven is going on here? And you would think that all of these people who are having sex without kissing, without hugging, without loving, with all of that, with the dynamic of that situation going on. I also think that it's amazing that you can have somebody, you can have sex with somebody and have a child by somebody that you don't really know, and can't come to find out that you didn't even really like them like that, and still not insist that they provide for the child financially. That's the part that gets me. So you'll make the person that you care about, you'll make sure that they pay. But the person that you went farther than most people go. I mean, how can you, or I'm trying to say, how can you have a baby with somebody that you don't want to have nothing to do with? But in my mind, I answer my question, my own question first. You can easily do that because you might be physically attracted to somebody, but you may not like the way they move at all. You may not like any of their moves. And your show ain't cuddling with them. Got it all together, don't you, baby? Murphy's Law. Can't cuddle with you. Make sure I did that right. Make sure I did it right. Trust. Trust. Big word. So you don't have to trust somebody to have a baby with them. How about marriage? Are most marriages built on or based on trust? I would love to be able to say yes to that question. But ain't no way I can. I know people, you probably know people too, got married for a bunch of reasons that didn't have anything to do with love or affection. Especially these people running around here talking about love is a, marriage is a business. Marriage is a business. Check this out, all my marriage is a business people. Let me ask you a couple of questions. If marriage is a business, well, why isn't there a definitive tax code for marriage? Because you can file together as a married couple, or you can file jointly. You can file separately. And if marriage is such a business, why aren't the officers in the marriage clearly drawn, clearly labeled? Like, there are two people in this marriage. Which one is the head of the company? Is it the man? I'm sure a lot of people will say that it's the man, but is it really? Asking for a friend. Who are the officers, leaders, who runs the marriage? There are only two people. One must be the leader, the other one must be a follower. Or is it that because in a marriage everything is split 50-50, neither one can be the leader? And the stuff in the marriage is only split 50-50 in the divorce settlement. Other than that, you could take your ball and go home with it if they won't let you play. And plenty of people do. If marriage is a business, then what is the business plan of the marriage? What's the business plan? Parties in the marriage business, are they on board with that business model of marriage? Are they on top of it? That's what I want to know. That's what I'm asking y'all. That's what I'm asking y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's see. Stacey White says, cuddles can be deceiving
to me. My parents always cuddle me, when it comes down to a relationship, the cuddling could be deceiving. That's why you got to trust. You can't cuddle without trust. I mean, you can be forced to cuddle, but I don't think that if you are forced to cuddle with somebody, I don't think that that's a real cuddle. It might be cuddle-ish. Fake cuddle. You can keep your fake cuddles. You can keep your fake cuddles to yourself. You will never lay up with me again, ever. You will never put your leg on mine again, ever. Burr. And so Joe says, there's a lot of deployment babies, both people lonely. Okay. TK Wright says, I can't be in a serious relationship with someone who won't be affectionate with me. I have literally broken up with someone in 2017 who didn't grow into what I needed, cuddles, hugs, and kisses. Wow. I mean, I really can't. Now, in a situation like that, it sounds like, you know, maybe you should have worked with him a little while longer, but then again, I don't know how long y'all was together. But nonetheless, but I can understand your position too. Like, it doesn't even matter how much time goes by. If somebody is not giving you what they need, especially in the area of trust, if you can't get somebody, no, if you can't find the trust or love in somebody, I don't know where you're going to go with that. Nard says, TK, right? Remember that song, 100 Ways? Okay, yeah, by James Ingram. Says, being cool will never keep your love warm. You'll just blow your chance. Find 100 ways. Okay. All right. Yeah, y'all ain't gonna do me like y'all did the other night with the Who's Loving You song. Y'all ain't, that's what y'all not gonna do. Y'all not gonna have me up here not remembering lyrics. The part I couldn't remember was, I sit around with my head hanging down and I wonder who's loving you. That's what I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember the damn chorus. Stacey White says, I am in a relationship with God. I do not I do not trust men. They have to earn that trust. When it comes to me, I'm not gay and I'm not bisexual. However, I'm pissed off. You mad? Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad, son. She says, if a man ain't happy, ain't nobody going to be happy. Oh, if mama ain't happy, then ain't nobody going to be happy. That's deep shit, Stace. Very, very deep. If mama ain't happy, nobody happy. Don't try to get with me. Don't try to get at me. I want to be like mammy and pappy, but we ain't going out like that. It's not fat. It's that. Nobody I can trust. And I used to be thinking it was you and me and us. But it's not. But since it's not, you can't have what I'm giving you. You can't get what I got. I feel some kind of way how you took my heart, my mind, and played. And I think that we are going to go in a different direction. No more erection, no more affection. This is my protection of myself, but not protecting my emotional health. If you can't understand, well, that makes you a typical, just like the rest of the man that I have dealt with in my life before. But next time, I'm going to be sure you are the one for me. But right now, I'm going to chill back, lay back. See, no, I can't deal with y'all. I'm mad at a motherfucker, and I ain't a sucker. Yeah. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Stacey Stakes. Sorry about that. But I hope that soon enough you'll find who you can Netflix and chill with. Emphasis on the chill. Put it this way, anybody can make it to the bedroom. It shouldn't be that way, but it seems like it's easy to make it to the bedroom. But what can you get done on the couch? That's what you got to ask yourself. Yeah. We good in the bedroom. But how are things going on the couch? What's up with this sofa? What can you do on a sofa? You light up my life. You give me hope to carry on. You brighten up my day and fill my dream. I'm just saying. What can you get done on the couch? Everything ain't going to the bed. What can you get popping on the couch? What can you discover about somebody on the sofa? Oh, do you know? Do you know what time it is? Tell me, do you know? Do you know what time it is? Tell me, do you know? Yeah. What can you get done on the couch? That's where it begins. TK Wright says, I worked with him for a few months and we were long distance. I expect affection after long periods away and long distance. Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing. You know what I mean? You know how like on the Peanuts, you know, Charlie Brown, when they stick their head up and you can just see that thing dangling in the back of their mouth, they'd be like, ugh. Can y'all say ugh? Good grief. No, I said if some couches could talk, some would be thrown out. Yo, you ain't never done lie. Hey, Norris, let me ask you this. Have you ever been at a woman's house and had sex on her couch and she wouldn't let you go up to her bedroom? Let me just ask, and this is not just for Norris, that part was, but have any of you ever been to somebody's house that would not let you see their bedroom? Have you ever been over somebody's house and they hide in the bedroom from you? I have. It's weird. It's like, is somebody in that bitch? You know, even if you go upstairs, you know, let's say you have to go to the bathroom, you go upstairs to the bathroom, but they got the door to their bedroom closed.
Now, there could be a variety of reasons for that because, you know, they might have a messy bedroom and they haven't felt like cleaning it, so they just left it the way it was. And it might be messy, but how would you know? You ain't seen it. But, yeah, what's up with that, y'all? What's up with people? I mean, so you had sex with them, but y'all did it downstairs on the couch, whether it was a regular couch or whether it was a couch bed. But, no, you wasn't getting in that bed. Now, that lets you know something about the dynamic of the whole thing, because I don't care what nobody say. To me, all couch sex is quickie sex. I don't care how long it go. It's still quickie sex. Because laying up butt naked on a couch ain't really, it's kind of like not what's up. It ain't enough room. Even a single bed is more room than that, but it ain't enough room. And honestly, you shouldn't be funking up your living room furniture like that. Shouldn't be doing that. Shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be. We're about to get up out of here in a few minutes. I hope we've learned something about cuddling. Well. I'm so glad we had this time together. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Oh, yeah. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Merry go round and around and around. Stop the Keith Sweat. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to. Keith Sweat had a lot of dope records back in the day. He ain't never been nowhere near the best singer, but he knew how to put together a hit. Easy. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My girl, Melody Davis, turning 43 years old today. And also, Sheree Broker, just for you, turning 40 years old today. And also, my girl, go-getter, Nicole Jordan. What up, Nicole? And Satina Cox, something like a cuz, something like a cuz. Not really, it's something like. And J.B. Adams, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, yes, you come through. My girl, Stacy Benton, happy birthday to you, Stacy. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. April 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. Remember, man, listen, you got to cuddle. You can't cuddle with your buddy, but you cuddle. You hug up and love a little cuddle. Yeah, there is no rebuttal for a cuddle. Yeah, it just feels good. And sometimes you might not be able to feel good because of the places you stood. And where you stand, you got to have a slow hand. You need a lover with an easy touch. You need somebody who will take their time, not come and go on a heated couch.
Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, resuscitate y'all, and love y'all back to life. You know, listen, man, we've been talking about this whole intimacy thing. Intimacy, cuddling. When you really think about it, how come cuddling takes so much more trust than it actually does to have sex? We know people who have sex with, who will give head but won't kiss, and will have sex and have a baby, and they never had even a kiss, a hug. Care, a penny for your thoughts, nickel for your kiss, dime if you tell me that you love. Penny for your thoughts, nickel for your kiss, dime if you tell me that you love me. Penny for your thoughts, nickel for your dime if you tell me that you love me. Love me. Happiness is made for two. Love me. Love me. The way that I love you. All right. So, my blog talkers, I'ma get you out of here. I'ma holler back tomorrow, yeah.